Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second. I'll go anywhere. It's 8 o'clock on the nose right now at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Let's check out your news for you, huh?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Cusick, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new arrest in a planned terror attack at a Taylor Swift concert. Officials in Vienna say they've taken a third teenager into custody, an Iraqi national who, like the 19-year-old alleged mastermind, had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Correspondent Ian Lee is at the foreign desk.
Austrian authorities said the 19-year-old suspect arrested Wednesday morning has made a full confession after being accused of planning a terror attack targeting a Taylor Swift show in Vienna. Law enforcement says his plan was to use bombs and knives to kill as many people as possible outside the stadium. According to officials, he quit his job on July 25th, days after pledging himself to ISIS, claiming he had big plans.
Tropical storm Debbie is headed north today after leaving at least seven people in her southern wake. The most recent reported, a 78-year-old woman who died when a tree hit her home in Rockingham County, North Carolina. This man in Greene County considers himself lucky.
We look outside and the porch, our front porch is gone. Our buildings are destroyed, but no life lost.
Three children were rescued in Raleigh after they tried to cross a fast-flowing creek. The storm has led to headaches at the airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve from Washington's Reagan National.
It has just been a bruising week for travel in and out of the Northeast, and today is likely going to be another trying day. The airlines went into this morning optimistic, but there are some cancellations and expect delays to mount, particularly as we get into noon and later today.
The presidential candidates have agreed to a debate September 10th, and the White House announced this morning Kamala Harris and President Biden will make their first joint appearance next week in Maryland. Plans for today? Correspondent Ed O'Keefe's at the White House.
Harris and Walz are waking up this morning in Arizona, where they will rally with supporters tonight in the Phoenix area before heading to Las Vegas tomorrow. Former President Trump is headed to Bozeman, Montana today for a fundraiser and a campaign rally in a reliably red state where Republicans hope to flip a Senate seat.
U.S. women and men go for the gold on the Olympic track a day after Noah Lyle ran the 200 with COVID and took the bronze. CBS's Dana Jacobson is in Paris.
They're following CDC guidelines, they say, and also Olympic guidelines from the U.S. Olympic Committee, also USA Track and Field. Remember, we're not in COVID of a couple years ago or when we were even at the Tokyo Games, a different time now with those CDC guidelines. But they say they followed all the protocols that they needed to and wanted to respect his wishes in order to run.
Lyle was gasping for air and taken off the track in a wheelchair. Dow futures down 16. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police are investigating a series of shootings last night. The first incident was reported at around 10 on Bird Avenue, followed by another report on Thurston. We're working on learning more. Independent candidate Kelly Clark is set to launch her campaign for Wisconsin's 33rd Assembly District with a kickoff event in Burlington tomorrow. Clark is challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic candidate Alan Kupsick. A federal judge says that the Elkhorn Area School District must allow a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom, rejecting the district's alternative plan. The decision follows a lawsuit by the student's parents alleging a violation of civil rights. Several beaches in Kenosha, including those at Eichelman, Pinoyer, and Simmons Island Park, remain closed due to high bacteria levels. They'll be tested again today. Racine's beaches are open. And the only domestic violence shelter in Kenosha County, Women and Children's Horizons, has temporarily closed due to staffing issues. The organization continues to operate its helpline and is directing people to alternative shelters for support. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pac-12 Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up week two of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends. Because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb. We're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Corielli, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You gotta go to college. You gotta get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
Oh, my love,
That song's been around for so many decades, but we remember it from the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and who's the guy? I can't remember his name. From Roadhouse. What was it? I'll think of it in a second here. Great movie. Sad movie. I remember when I saw that in the theater, they had boxes of tissues on a little table as people were leaving the theater. Yeah. That's kind of a sad movie. Hey, if you're going out for the weekend, I got some tips for you from bartenders, all right? Tip well on your first drink. You'll get your second one faster. Don't wave money at them to get their attention. They'll skip you. And if you want them to like you, know what you're ordering, say please and thank you, and leave a good tip. In the summertime, we got Mungo Jerry now. Speaking about summertime, it's cold today. Sunny and 61 right now at Radio Park. Looking for increasing cloudiness today. A clear night tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny on Sunday. What a beautiful weekend, right?
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright alright,
da 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 da, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
right outside. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Man Electrical Band at WRJN. Local news, tablets, hits 8:17 on a Friday morning. What's the most enjoyable decade of a person's life? All right, they asked a bunch of people that question. The most popular answer was ages 21 to 30. 31 to 40 came in second place. 11 to 20 came in third. And 7% said the best years of their life were 0 to 10. Who remembers what life was like at 0? I think I can remember maybe a year and a half to two, only because I remember the floor of our first apartment. And that's the most I can do there. Otherwise, you're talking kindergarten, maybe. That's as far back as I go. 0, huh? It's 818 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits for you.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, this week, O&H Danish Bakery is introducing their new brownie Kringle. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
You've got real work to do. Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely.
We're saying this. The Packers will be in Cleveland. Their first exhibition game of the season. Join us 325 at WRJN.
There's a light. A certain kind of light. That never shone on me. I want my life to be. Yeah.
I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
News and timeless hits for the mamas and the papas. California Dreamin' at WRJN. This really surprised me. 30% of single people will not date you if you have an older cell phone, like a flip phone that doesn't support certain apps. 20% said having a different operating system is a turnoff. 10% said a cracked screen is a turnoff because it makes you seem cheap, clumsy, or careless. I don't think I'd want to date somebody who judged me by my cell phone.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An altercation outside the Racine Library last night led to two men being treated for injuries. The Racine Journal-Times reports the fight involved a bladed weapon. The investigation is ongoing and no charges have been filed as of yet. Racine County is thinking about it, and now reports indicate Waukesha County might do it too. The two counties are rarities in Wisconsin, as neither has a sales tax. This week in Racine County, board supervisors started a process to look at putting in a 0.5% sales tax. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports a Waukesha County task force has been meeting since May, discussing a possible tax there, with findings brought to the county board later this month. An update out of Chicago, the woman crushed by a conveyor belt at O'Hare had gone into a restricted area. It happened early yesterday at the International Terminal. Police are investigating how she got into that area. The woman was not an airport employee. And Kenosha County's only domestic violence shelter has temporarily shut down. Women and Children's Horizons is still operating their helpline, but the county reports the organization is reaching out for help from the community as they're having staffing troubles. For now, referrals to alternative shelters are being made. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Only God pulls the plug on me. I tell my family all the time, absolutely, yes. And at some point, there's going to be that woman that walks in the room. There's always that woman just walk. You know what? Kevin would not want to live this way. You falcon punch that witch right in the throat. You just grab her. I read this one story. This one woman, she was comatose. She was in the hospital. And she came back to life and started breathing again moments after her family pulled the plug. Had to make for some pretty uncomfortable conversation in that hospital room. Right after, when she came back, like, whoa! This is amazing! I can't believe you all were here waiting for me, my family. I love you so much. What have you guys been up to? Nothing, Mom, nothing. You weren't looking so good, Mom. Frankie, unplug your iPhone. You're at 85%. Unplug it.
Well, that I can't.
Hey, don't forget to come and enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts Sunday nights through this Sunday. This is the Big Summer Sweepstakes Spectacular, the final concert of the season at the Band Chill at the Racine Zoo. You can enter at Augusta Street if you'd like. A lot of barrels out there, so good luck. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Bring some food if you'd like. The music begins at 7 o'clock. This is the final concert of the season this Sunday night at 7 at the Racine Zoo. Hope to see you out there, by the way. All right. We got the Temptations at WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know.
desert. Me, I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can say, it's just mine. You can't take it.
Okay, I got the Brewers playing Cincinnati Reds here in Milwaukee, 6:35 tonight at WRJN. Got the Packers out in Cleveland to take on the Browns, 3:25 tomorrow, right here on WRJN. Oh, rescue me.
Rescue me.
Love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Local news and timeless hits from WRGN, Old Fashioned Love Song, Three Dog Night. You know where their name comes from? All right, I'm going to tell you. I know you don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The Aborigines in Australia, when it was cold at night, they used to sleep with a dog. The body temperature of the dog kept them warm. If it was a cold, cold night, they slept with two dogs. And on a freezing night, it was a three dog night. That's where they got the name from. I think. It sounds good anyway, doesn't it? All right, got a weekend coming up here, and we're going to make you have a better weekend. A couple of things here. Compress your chores so they don't take over your whole weekend. Put the phone and computer away and have something planned for Sunday night to take your mind off Monday morning. Huh? Better be something big, huh?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Songs ever played on the radio. The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me. I'm Don Rosen. You enjoy your weekend, all right? Make it great. Keep it safe. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 a.m. Cindy Huber's coming up next, and she's going to talk about, she's giving away Elvis vinyl next week. She'll have all the tales straight ahead right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. You do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me.